You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hey guys, welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. We are actually live at the American Airlines Center. How's it?
Live.
We said it like five times, right?
Live.
Yep. So, welcome to the broadcast. Unfortunately, the Stars do lose by a final score of 3-1 tonight to the Vancouver Canucks. We can beat like every other team in the NHL and all the good teams, but for some reason, we just can't figure out the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, swept by the Vancouver Canucks.
2 years in a row.
Let's go. We can't beat them.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, guys. But we're probably going to be way too excited for a loss because we're still hyped up on a lot of energy. We were press credentialed.
We'll talk more in a second.
We got badges. We were in the press box. We set this all up. We are very excited.
Yes, we are very excited. And
even though it was a bad game.
Yes. All right. Well, we also have to say thank you to our sponsor, DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you to DraftKings Sportsbook for being our sponsor of this episode of this podcast and all of THPN. Go and use that promo code THPN the next time you go and use their app. So, gentlemen, let's talk about the game a little bit today. It just seems like one of the biggest things about this game is that the only good period out of the three was, honestly, the middle of the first period.
Yeah.
That was pretty much about it.
And the first period was very good. I mean, it was really terrible to not be winning after that period. It was really a bad loss.
And really, the reason why I thought we did so good in the third period is we were limiting the rush chances. Even in the first 7 minutes, when we weren't getting any offensive pressure at all, we weren't giving up those rush chances, giving up those bad turnovers.
Yeah, and that was the other thing I was going to mention is the turnovers were really egregious tonight. And it was by some of our better players, too. I mean, Pavelski had a couple turnovers. The shorthanded goal that I think really killed the mojo for the start, because they were getting their mojo going in the first period.
Yep.
And it was that turnover in the offensive zone on the power play that Ben had that kind of screwed the Stars over there, I thought.
At the very end of the period, too. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Goals at the end of periods and beginning of periods, those kill and start momentum.
Yeah. And they were all the turnovers that led to goals, and the majority of the turnovers that the Stars had the entirety of the game were on the offensive blue line this time. And that was kind of similar to what we saw the Kraken do. Or was it the Kraken? Last game. What was the last game?
I don't remember. That's why.
I don't even remember.
What was the last game?
The Ducks. The Ducks?
Penguins.
The Penguins.
The other yellow team.
The other bird.
The Penguins are doing a really good job
of stopping the Stars in the neutral zone, and that's what happened again tonight. The Stars, every single time we got to the offensive blue line, it was like a force field. And it wasn't just because the Canucks were doing a fantastic job. Just every time we crossed the blue line, we fumbled the puck. Mm. It was the consistent pattern throughout the entirety of the game. So, yeah.
And the Canucks just executed them. It felt like every single time we turned
it was
ridiculous execution.
They had probably six odd man rushes and they scored on three of them. Kudos.
Okay, so just some storylines going into this game tonight. There's quite a few statistic wise. The first big one obviously is that Jason Robertson's 2 points away from setting a points season record, which is currently held by Mike Modano. So when your name is in the same conversation as Mike Modano when it comes to any kind of record book thing, that's a big deal. That's an absolute big deal. He's 2 points away from setting that record, not just in Dallas history, but in franchise history. So
it's Dallas history, not franchise
It's definitely Dallas history, not franchise history.
You might hope so.
He's about to set the scoring record for the entirety of the Dallas Stars, and like barely anyone's talking about it. We need to be talking about it more. We should be having a ticker going down as the game's going on to celebrate Robertson winning the scoring title, which he better do before the end of the year, or else that would be bad.
We need to talk about Demko for a second as well. Demko,
I hate that dude.
I know.
I hate Demko.
He is so good.
We have to beat that dude.
Yeah. Dad screaming off camera at us. So before the
So can't beat Demko.
This was his 11th game coming back from his injury. Before his injury, he was 3-10-2. Since he's come back from his injury, he is now 8-3.
Yeah.
So with two of those victories being against the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has been fantastic for them. And then we also need to talk about Ottinger for a second. We thought he was going to get the start tonight. And he was the goalie that came out first when they came out for warm-up. So we all just assumed that Ottinger was going to get the start. And then big surprise, Matt Murray gets the start for the Dallas Stars today. How did you think he played in the game today?
I thought he did fine overall, honestly. He was getting exposed on those rush chances. But when the Canucks were in the zone and rolling, he looked pretty good, honestly.
Yeah, he looked serviceable. And I was really shocked that Matt Murray was out there because of Pete DeBoer's comments yesterday. I mean, he pretty much said straight up that Ottinger's going to play unless it's a back-to-back. And the very next game, he comes out and plays Murray.
Yeah.
It kind of seems weird, but I don't mind playing Murray. We've talked about we need Ottinger to have a break before the playoffs come. And maybe Pete DeBoer finally decided, hey, now's the time. We can't keep running Ottinger. We got to start preparing for the playoffs. He might have caved into it, and he might have caved into the Wild doing so well, which, by the way, they win again tonight. So Stars are knocked out of the first spot officially now for more than a few hours.
You know, honestly, at this point, I'm not even really concerned about first place. I mean, I want to be first place. Don't get me wrong. I want to be first place, but I'm just more concerned about how are we looking like going into the playoffs. And now the other side of that is, you know, we don't get to choose our opponent, really. So it's and if we do get second right now, if we go into the playoffs like right now, say this was the last game, we would be going against the Colorado Avalanche, who they're still a good team. And yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, but I would rather face, you know, the Winnipeg Jets or the other wild card team, Seattle, compared to Colorado. So, I mean, that is the flip side in that.
Yeah, and that's what DeBoer was saying. You got to balance that with riding your goaltender into the ground. So that's the balance that we're playing right now.
I want to talk about the three goals that the Canucks kind of scored against Murray, because really, in all honesty, I thought only one was bad. The only one that I thought was kind of bad was the second goal, which was the one that Besser scored off the rush. And still, it was off the rush, and he didn't get much of a chance. That first goal was absolutely not his fault. That was a turnover by Ben. It was a 2-on-1 the other direction. That's not a play you would expect during a Stars power play if you're Murray. And then even the third goal, the Dallas defense was just in complete discombobulation.
Yeah.
So not good D-zone coverage on that third goal.
And you especially see on the third one the lack or the defensive deficiencies with Domi on that one. You see him circle back to the top of the offensive zone, and right where he was standing is where the goal scorer slots in as the late man back. And, yeah, it's kind of rough. Yeah. It's hard to see that happen whenever Domi doesn't produce in the game as well.
Yeah.
So it's really tough.
It's a tough game overall because we're scoring one goal against the Canucks who let up four regularly on a nightly basis.
And that's the bigger thing. If Matt Murray holds the other team to three goals, we should at least get a point out of the game. And that didn't happen. So the big key was Dallas Stars couldn't produce at all on offense, at all in the power play. They had numerous chances. They even had great opportunities. They could have scored three or four goals tonight. And they just couldn't bury their chances.
Especially in the first period. I felt like we really should have been ahead by two or three goals by the end of the first period. And we just cannot sink some of those chances.
And like Ryan said, that turning point was the shorthanded goal. And after that, it weirdly felt like the game was over. For this team, that should never happen. But it never felt like the Stars pushed again.
Yeah, I mean, the Canucks did all their scoring within like 6 minutes of game time, actually. They did it in the last minute of the first period and then in the first 5 minutes of the second. And that was it. That was the goal scoring for the whole game.
Yeah, and that was not very good. Hey! Sorry, we got people yelling at us saying hi. That was literally the difference in the game. It was just that I expected a lot better result out of the second period, especially at the beginning, because of how the first period ended. So I was kind of looking for a better pushback by the group, but we didn't really see it very much.
Well, that's where I'm kind of like the momentum shifts a lot in the other direction when you have a late period goal like that, because the other team's more down on themselves. The other period's saying, hey, we got away with one.
Yeah. The Stars got to be better at that, though, and they've shown that they've been better at pushing against momentum going against them. So
they've also shown that they're very not good at starting periods.
That's true too.
Especially recently. I think that's been the biggest thing as of recently.
And they're bad in the second.
But yeah, we're back to bad in the second for some reason. Yeah. We were good for like a month, and then a worst month of the entire season, and now we're back to being bad in the second.
Yep.
The biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bets and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine multiple bets for a shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odds boosts all tournament long, so be sure to check the DraftKings Sportsbook app every single day to see what they have in store. Right now, what I'm keeping my eye on is U of H. They're doing really well right now. And just because Chris was persnickety about it, I'm also going for Arkansas to go all the way since A&M is now out of the tournament. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with the code THPN. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
So, okay, so this is another thing that I saw that Razor and Josh were talking about on the broadcast before the game. They were mentioning the goals against difference between February and March. So in February, we had a much lower goals for per game. I think it was like 2.22 is what I saw. And our goals against average was like 2.7. So 2.7, that's good enough. That's pretty good. That's good enough for top 10 in the NHL. But right now, the way that it is for the Stars in March, it was 1.2 goals more average per game in the month of March compared to February. So what is I'm setting you guys up for this question because I have an answer for it. What's the issue for the Stars and why there's so many more goals going in right now?
I don't know, Ryan. What is the answer?
It's turnovers.
Yeah.
Turnovers. We talked about that a little bit in the game today. And it's not the kind of turnovers that you would expect. It's not turnovers in, you know, the defensive zone that's causing us problems. It's turnovers either in the neutral zone or in the offensive zone that's kind of screwing us over right now.
And I think the big thing is that we're turning it over too cleanly, especially the shorthanded goal that Vancouver scored, the one that Ben gave up. He's just being too cute with the puck. He's not putting pressure on it. So they get the puck clean the other way without anyone even slowing them down. And, of course, you're going to get an odd man rush that way. You're already flying when you're at the red line. And so
that was the thing that I did notice about halfway through the second. We started hitting more. After the Canucks got their third goal, we started hitting more and we started to slow them down some. But we
couldn't
get
score
back. Yeah, couldn't get back into the offensive zone.
All right, and some other things we need to talk about. I don't know if anybody actually realized this, but Jamie Benn is second on the team in scoring right now.
Yeah,
in points.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And he's 20 points behind the first.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy? Freaking Robertson. The guy's insane.
Well, and you could tell how much the fans are loving him doing well as well. Whenever the starting lineups came out, Benn was on the starting lineup. Whenever his name was announced, it was probably two or three times as loud as it was for every other player.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, and just by the way, the 5-on-3 penalty kill, Ben coming out of the box and then skating around, killing off the rest of the 5-on-4 for like 20 seconds straight. That was awesome.
Yep, that was fantastic. I mean, and that's when I thought the game was going to flip. And you really felt the pressure late in the second period. You needed a goal there. You really needed a goal there. Like you said, at the end of the period, goal momentum into the next one, and they just couldn't get to go in. They had three solid chances. Nothing would go. Very if you close. Score there, I feel like you're coming back for sure.
So really felt like it.
Yeah. Another game coming in, or another storyline coming into this game today is that Miro Heiskanen had a 12-point game streak. 12-point. Yeah. Oh my god.
12-game
point streak.
Let's go.
I finally. Palabras. Words. But unfortunately, that was snapped tonight. So. But he's been remarkable all season as well for this team. He was still good tonight. I mean, how many times did we say up in the press box when we were watching, like, oh, there's Miro with a good defensive play? How many times did we say that?
It had to have been at least three or four times.
Yeah. So he's just been fantastic for this team. And then the final thing I had written down is that now the Stars are 0-5-1 against the Vancouver Canucks. And previously the record was just like ridiculous.
They didn't lose to the Canucks.
They didn't lose to the Canucks ever. And it's just been, I guess, in the Demko era. We'll blame it on Demko.
Yeah,
screw you, Demko.
Yeah.
He's the reason why this team is not successful against them, which is surprising because the last 2 years have been very, very dramatic for the Vancouver Canucks. So,
yeah,
I don't know what to expect.
I think it's just the law of averages kicking back in. I mean, the dominance that we had against them for like 5 years was just ridiculous. So it just kind of makes sense that it's going the opposite direction.
Yeah. Anything to add to that, James?
No. That about sums it up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay. Let's see what else I got. Oh, power play. We gotta talk about the power play. Okay. So, and I want you to tell it because I've already said it like numerous times on this podcast about how when the power play works and when it doesn't. So. Okay. You describe it, James. We
Ryan has explained to me how the power play scores. It's called they win the first faceoff. They win the first faceoff. They don't have to enter the zone. They instantly get pressure. And generally, they will score off of that without having time freeze again. And if it does, then they generally have to win the faceoff again. Their zone entries on the power play are not good.
They're not just not good. They're awful.
That
is the worst part of maybe the team. Is that they can't enter the zone on the power play.
And they're still top 10 on power play.
And they're still top 10 because they win so many face-offs. If they win the face-off, it's fine.
Yeah, we're like the one team where face-off percentage might actually matter.
And you saw on the power plays that we did win those face-offs, and we did get a lot of face-offs going, so there's a lot of stoppages in play. They were good power plays. Yeah,
even the power play where we turned it over and went shorthanded, we won the first face-off, and it looked like it was going
good. It was a good power play.
And then Ben just makes a bad play up on the blue
line.
Instead of sinking it deep, he tries to play it up cute to Miro Heiskanen, and the dude picks it off.
Well, I'm not going to get on Ben too much there because, I mean, how often does he actually make that play?
Not often.
He doesn't make. Yeah. He doesn't turn the puck over that often.
Regardless, though, it was just bad timing and good execution from the Canucks.
Okay. Not biggest winners, biggest losers yet, but what are some players that kind of stood out to you guys tonight? Is there anybody in particular that you're like, oh, he had a really good game, or whoa, he had a really bad game?
I can't answer that without giving my biggest winner and biggest loser.
Okay, let's do biggest winner and biggest loser. Okay. All right, who wants to do it first? You want to do it first?
Sure.
You go first.
Yeah, my biggest winner is Ryan Suter. I thought he actually played a pretty good game.
I was going to pick Ryan Suter. Have y'all seen his game logs recently?
His past 10 games.
Go look at
his
the last 12 games.
He's
like
been so good.
4 or 5 points. It's great.
Fix that. His plus minus doesn't matter. He's been pretty good the past 10 games. I want to praise Suter when we can. So I'm going to give Suter praise when
we're going plus
he sometimes
minus,
can.
If we're going plus minus, John Klingberg might have been our worst defenseman last year.
Yeah, no, bring that up.
Biggest winner? Okay, I'll give it to Matt Murray tonight. I thought he had a good game tonight. Because
I think he played fine.
The only goal that was really egregious was that second one. That was it.
I wouldn't even say that was egregious. I mean, yeah. It wasn't
it's
great.
Maybe that's the wrong word. It was just a play that you might, you wouldn't fully expect.
And honestly, he had a chance on all three of them, and he was close on them. He just couldn't get to them.
Right. Okay. Biggest loser. It's you.
I was going to give it to Matt Murray.
Oh, come on. Give the rookie a break.
I mean.
In the words of James, you can't use a goaltender.
I understand.
See what I did there?
Every time we give a chance, it just doesn't work out. And the Stars did not play good for him tonight. But it was just, I don't know. Every time we play him, he plays terrible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I was going to give mine to Colin Miller. He had a couple of really bad turnovers. One of them did lead directly to a goal, and he had a few other ones that just didn't look great that we got lucky on and got back for.
Miller's first half of the game was awful.
Very bad.
All right, and I guess I'll give my biggest loser just to the defensive game overall and the lack of energy. There wasn't one person in all reality that I'm like, that person was really bad. It was just a team effort tonight, and especially when I saw that Murray was going to be the starter for the Stars when he took the net, I expected a lot more, them to be a lot more alert on the defensive side of the game tonight, and we didn't see it. And then after that first goal, after that just took the energy out of the Stars. And then we, I mean, like you said, or one, I forgot who said, they never pushed back after that.
Yeah.
Once that first goal was scored by Vancouver and to tie it, they never pushed back ever again for the rest of the game. So that's just a team effort generally.
Yeah, the only time was after the 5-on-3, and we ran out of time in that period. And in the third, we didn't get anything. And it is, like you said, when you have Matt Murray in, doing his third start, that should give you a spark, and it didn't do anything
tonight. So, okay, well, we're here, so we want to talk about how our evening was. Our evening here was awesome.
It was awesome.
We actually got the opportunity, and thanks to the Stars for allowing us to do this, and then also allowing us to get credentials up into the press box tonight. They were very gracious in allowing us to do that. It was so cool to be able to see, like, the entire ice. And the other thing is it's a little bit more elevated up, so you were able to see, like, everything up there.
Yeah.
So
you can really see the whole play, too. It's really more things.
Yeah, really thank the Stars for that. I mean, they didn't have to do that. Y'all know this podcast is kind of small still, and they still let us up there to do our thing, and it was really awesome of them to do that.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah. Biggest winner is the Dallas Stars.
Stars
yeah,
organization.
Sure.
Class act. One of the best organizations in the NHL, and that's not biased at all.
Not biased at all.
We could be the Vancouver. I'm not gonna say that. The Vancouver Canucks organization, where they can't figure out if they're gonna rebuild or if they're gonna keep trying to go for a playoff spot.
The Buffalo Sabres for the last
20
years.
That's true. Yeah, for those of you that didn't hear it, the Buffalo Sabres for the last 20 years. So, okay, well, we're gonna enjoy the atmosphere out here, and we're gonna end it a little earlier than we normally do. So. Anything else, guys? No, we're good?
Can we please beat the Canucks next year?
Please! Okay? And thank goodness we won't see them in the playoffs.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah.
We told him to wear the shirt. He didn't wear the shirt.
Yeah, I know. I'm
sorry.
Didn't wear it.
I apologize.
Biggest Losers, James. Another one. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you guys listening to our podcast, as always. We apologize if it's a little loud, but... this was awesome.
We had
so much fun doing this. The only thing that would have made this better is the Stars win, but you know what? It's okay.
Can't have everything.
We're for sure going to have to do more of these in the future.
Definitely. Most definitely. So, well, along with Chris and along with James, my name is Ryan. We will catch you guys on the flip side. Go and check out StarCasterRemarks.com for all the latest information on StarCaster Remarks. Chris is going to be having a blog post about our experience today.
And I had to rep the part. We were press. Have to press.
Yeah. I proofread it.
proofread.
Very
editor.
Slowly.
No, editor. Editor.
Yeah.
More professional sounding. All right, guys. And we will catch you guys on the flip side. Hope you guys have a good, fantastic morning, afternoon, whenever y'all are listening, or whether you guys are listening live or here at PNC Plaza. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you guys.
And we will see you guys later. Bye.